Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Dan Bova, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is, I went for a walk. It was a lovely day for a stroll around the end of the world. After an invigorating morning of back-to-back Zoom meetings, I decided to go for a walk. Sitting hunched over a computer all day is giving me tech neck, a sharp pain that confirms that I am allergic to work. The first thing I noticed as I stepped outside was the loud cheering coming from inside my house. I have been told that I speak into my computer at the same volume of someone trying to talk to you Uzbekistan via tin cans connected with a string. My family is now sadder when a new meeting pops up on my calendar than I am. The second thing I noticed as I stepped outside was that the air didn't smell like caged children and leftovers. I don't know about you, but we are terrified of throwing out any scraps of food just in case supply lines suddenly dry up. I don't care if you drop that glop of yogurt on the floor. Wash it off and eat it. Leftovers don't at all age like fine wine, and for some reason, I have become the designated Does This Smell Right? guy at my house. A few days ago, my wife Lisa presented me with a half-eaten salami log that our son Gus went to town on. Does it smell right? She inquired. That begged the larger question. Does salami ever smell right? Either way, I am definitely adding salami sniffer to my LinkedIn skills. So anyway, I stood on the stoop, breathed in deeply, then coughed, then panicked, then remembered it is spring and the air is 98% pollen and moved on. Off I went on my walk, or batshit crazy zigzag circus fun time, as I like to call it now. 6 feet social distancing? Amateur hour. If you are within a football field of me, I'm darting across the street. I walk like I am trying to shake a tail from the feds. Cross, double back, run into traffic, circle the block twice, kill a guy, then keep moving. I walk like at any minute I am about to step into a pile of dog shit. And depending on the block in this town, that is a very real possibility. Oh, I see you, dude who didn't scoop up his dog's fresh turd, and honestly, I don't blame you one bit. You have to stay alert out there on these walks. At any minute, you can have a kid on tricycle barreling down on you at 2 miles per hour. What are you doing out in the fresh air? Go play video games all day like a normal kid. And as soon as you dodge the three-wheeled Petri dish, you have a jogger coming in the other direction. I don't know what's more terrifying, his heavy breathing or his impossibly white thighs. It's insanely sad to walk past all of the closed stores in town with their notes hanging in the windows. Due to the coronavirus, we're closed until further notice. They are heartfelt and heartbreaking notes, but as a suggested time saver for anyone about to write one, you can save yourself some time and skip the due to the coronavirus part. Who is yanking on the door and saying, hey, wait a second, why is this cufflink store closed? It's 2 p.m. on a Tuesday. What kind of bullshit establishment is this? As I walk by some of the super nice, quite large houses down by the water, I've noticed that a few of them seem to have been abandoned. Question for anyone who may have zipped off to a remote summer home. Would you like me to stay there and watch the place? And follow-up question for the family who left their back door open. Do you have any more Cheez-Its? I've adopted the wear a bandana on your face in public strategy suggested by the CDC. Will it work? As my 12th grade biochem final will attest, I have no clue. But it does make me look pretty psychotic, so at least it provides that do not touch level of protection. Unless, of course, you see the most terrifying thing you can on a walk, someone who knows you, someone who is happy to see you. They wave and start walking toward you. Panic starts to kick in. They're getting closer and closer. I start pretending that I am on a work call, but they aren't buying it. Everyone knows if I was on a real work call, I'd be on mute playing Candy Crush. I freeze, trying to employ the if you don't move, the T-Rex can't see you and won't eat you strategy from Jurassic Park. No dice. They got closer and closer, and then a miracle happened. A fire truck came rolling slowly down the street. Its lights are flashing, its horn tooting, and on top, two firemen wearing Easter Bunny costumes waving to everyone. I waved back and kept waving long after it snaked its way into another neighborhood. I felt a weird lump in my throat as I watched this simple gesture bring so much joy to everyone sticking their heads out of their doors and cheering. Cheering for our first responders, and cheering for simply something nice that unexpectedly rolled into our lives for a few minutes. Water welled up in my eyes as I finally moved on. Damn pollen. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook. Or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.